Back now with Day to Day. On past election days in the U.S., about half of all eligible voters didn't bother to cast a ballot.
But some of those who do vote are really passionate about exercising their franchise. And we wondered, why is it some people care so much when others care so little?
Independent producer Barrett Golding went to several party headquarters and asked some of these political people why.
I can remember, it must have been 1932. We lived in a farm. In a short time, my father lost that farm in the Depression, you know, and we went on something called relief at that time. And I can remember my mother running across the yard to the car and yelling to my dad, "Come on, John, we got to go vote for Roosevelt or we'll starve to death."
Well, I'm a political junkie. I just love that stuff. And it doesn't matter to me whether it's demonstrating in the streets or working for a candidate. I like politics in all of its forms. And I, frankly, I can't understand why everybody isn't interested in it. Because to me, it's just life. I think it's how people get along. That's politics. Much better than watching football on TV, you know. No, you can be involved. I mean, you can act.
Political people on the late night talk shows are writing letters for the editorial page. The opposition's arguments are always a crock, so you're always flying into a rage.
We're real interested in the free enterprise system. You know, we believe in working for a living.
We just cannot simply, we don't have the resources to do all the things that we have by law committed that we will do for the American people.
And I guess I've always felt that, the underdog was deserved all the help he could get.
I believe that the less government is the best government.
When government starts affecting your life, when you have to fight to be able to do business, it gets you involved in the process.
You write your congressman a letter when you feel dejected. You write a little letter to your senator too. You say if they don't cheer you up, they won't get re-elected by political people like you.
I'm co-chairman of this county Democratic Party, but I don't look at party platforms. You know, they're mostly baloney and shoot, you know, American political parties. What are they? What's the difference? I don't know.
We're all Republicans.
We're all Republicans here, I said, and probably will be and probably die and be a Republican still. When we die, we're a Republican the rest of our life. My kids are both Republicans. Thank God for that. We thank the Lord that He made us Republicans.
Yeah, you bet. I'm a libertarian anarchist. I have no political allegiance. Mainly, I think it's because I tend to be too rational. The world penalizes those who think logically, and there's nothing really logical about politics.
If it's essential to me, it's my American right. If it's essential to you, it's just political pork. If we're in agreement, you're seeing the light. But if we disagree, you're a dork.
I've got a sign that says, "Immigration, white or wrong." You know, the white people are being overtaxed and overworked, and I don't like all these illegal aliens coming in here. I mean, they've got preference over the rest of us. They get welfare and...
I am perfectly willing to die for your right to believe that which you believe. But I will fight you to the death and see you in hell before I will allow you to impose your beliefs on me and mine. That's one of the essential elements of liberty, and most Americans have no grasp of that concept.
We hear all the time that the poor people, the people who don't have medical insurance, the people who don't have enough to eat, the people who don't have decent housing, they don't vote. Why? Well, I think that's one thing I think I did learn an answer to. When I went around trailer courts, some of the poor trailer courts where the rents are low and the trailers are small and old and drafty and not very good. And you knock on a door, maybe say 6 o'clock at night, and somebody comes to the door who looks very tired. Somebody's sick, there's a baby crying. Maybe they tell you they just lost their job, and then you ask them to vote for a certain candidate, and they look at you like what you're talking about is irrelevant to their life. You know, they are so beset with the problems of everyday living, just surviving, that it's a wonder that any of them vote. You have to have a certain amount of comfort in order to think about candidates.
People need to be educated, and the problem is if you're a candidate and if you take the time to educate people on complex issues, you're going to be left in the dust by the guy who has the cute one-liners.
Who said democracy is easy? You know, it's the hardest thing in the world is to get involved. You have to go to those dull, horrible, god-awful meetings. And you just have to persist. And maybe the person that sits there the longest is the one that gets things done. I mean, it's real easy to just sit home and complain, turn on a flick on the tube, and forget it. Well, and then you're going to scream about your tax bill. Well, it's your own damn fault, you know. You didn't get out and yell.
On election night, you huddle around the television and watch the early tallies coming in from the east. You get steamed off at reporters who predict the decision before the local vote is released. They tell you the opponent has just won the election. They tell you that your candidate's a losing bet. So instead of staying up to see the local projections, you shake your head and turn off your set. It amuses me how we determine this land's fate, and sometimes I wonder where democracy went. When some fool can be given the electorate's mandate, even if it's just by 1%.
You heard from Mary Vant Hull, Eric Nelson, Marie Connors, John Nehring, and Pete Story.
Also Donna Hawthorne, Helen Kerr, Janet Reyes, Jim Gransbury, and Lee Smoot. And the piece came to us from the new NPR series Hearing Voices.
The original song, Political People, written and performed by Greg Keeler. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. Happy Election Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.